Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It was all going so well. He was building momentum. He was stretching himself a little bit. He was proud that his Twitch stream, the numbers were going up on it. And now, Romeo, it's over? It's over.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That was fast.
Very fast. You know what it is? Okay, so I think I have a couple of legitimate reasons as to why I had to take a break. But then it was one of those situations where you take a break and then it's like hard to get back into. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just like struggling to like get that energy to get back into it again.
It's like going to the gym when you miss one day, your body and your mind are like, wow, this was easy. One becomes two, becomes three, becomes four. Right?
And next thing you know, you're like out of the gym for like a month. It's happened to me before as well. So yeah, it's one of those things where it started off as one excuse and then it led up to, oh, I can't do it because of this and this and that, right? And the first excuse that I had was my mom. I live with my parents. I've shared you guys that I live with my parents before. And my mom is always having guests in the house. So all these guests, for some reason, they just decided to pop kids. So all these kids are in the house as well. And now you have all these little kids running down in the hallway back and forth. And I'm not 100% sure whether or not the people on stream could hear it. But I could hear it, and it would just take me out of what I was doing. Mm-hmm. That it was just so hard to concentrate and be focused on that one thing. So that was excuse number one.
Okay.
Excuse number two was, there's this thing, this creature in my house that I'm not a bad person. I really am not a bad person, but the amount of times that I thought about killing this animal.
Oh my God.
It's a little concerning.
You got real.
Okay.
Yeah.
It did.
It's a freaking bird, okay?
Oh, it's a bird, okay.
It's a bird, okay. Yeah. So it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, we don't like birds around here. So.
No, we hate them.
It depends what kind they are.
Well, so, yeah. And, like, if it would have been dog or cat, we would have been concerned because Romeo might be a serial killer. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Bird, yeah. Still not good, but takes us down, like, a little less.
I think it starts with, like, young kids when they kill birds. Is that's, like, the first sign, like, you got problems.
Yeah, it's small, any small animal.
Yeah.
Any small, okay.
And then they graduate to dogs and cats.
Okay.
Is it one of those little finches that just constantly is chirping, or is it a parrot? What do you got going on?
It, I don't even know what it is. I think it's called, like, a ringneck bird or something like that. It's a little green.
Sounds like an invitation.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's not like it's chirping all the time. It's chirping and yelling whenever it sees me.
Oh, it's just you.
It's me.
Don't you hate it?
Oh, no, we hate each other. Okay.
Has it been proven that like birds can feel like vibrations from good or bad from people? You know, like dogs, I think, can. I think cats can also.
Birds can be highly intelligent.
Can they?
Yes. Birds are picking up the bad vibes and squawking at Romeo.
The thing is, like, okay, so yes, and I noticed that it was me because the other day my dad was in the house and he was walking and the bird was just calm. He was just there in the cage doing his thing like nothing else. Then I walk into the living room and this thing starts just and I'm just like,
it's trying to warn the rest of the house that the murderer's in there.
Yeah. And it's literally any time I get near this bird, it just puffs up.
Like, oh,
it's
yeah, like trying on to like, isn't that, he's like trying to alpha dog it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a mating dance.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, maybe he's trying to do you.
I don't think so. Anytime.
Have some confidence in yourself, man.
Even if it was, I don't want that bird, okay?
The bird has a crush on you, though.
I don't know. No. It's attacked me plenty of times. It, like, flies, and it thinks I'm my dad, and it flies towards my shoulder, and when it realizes that I'm not my dad, it starts attacking my ear. And so it's like, I know there's this hatred between this bird and I, and it's always chirping. And I've noticed that, I guess when I'm streaming, it can hear my voice, and my voice is the thing that annoys this bird. Because anyone in my family can be talking in the living room, and it's quiet, it's fine, it's calm. Mm-hmm. The moment I say something, this bird starts going, like, I have a hater in the house, and it's this damn bird. It can't, like, it just, anytime I talk. So now when I was on stream, I was talking, obviously, right? I'm playing and I'm talking, and this bird is just going off in the background, and I'm pretty sure that my microphone could pick it up, so it was annoying me, and I'm sure that it was annoying the listeners. So that was another reason.
I'd use that as content, man. I think that's funny.
That's hilarious.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. No, man.
You got a bird that has a crush on you, man. It's not so bad.
So either way, the combination of those two has made you realize, look, this is too much of a hassle. I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Not while I'm at home, but I definitely do think I want to get back into it again. I just need that momentum, you know, to get back into it. But being at home with that bird, it's just...
Well, what about moving out?
Yeah, the universe is pointing to that. It feels like more often than not when you come on, we're like, is it an option yet to move out of the house?
Oh, yeah. No. We've gotten to that point because I obviously don't want to kill a living thing. You know what I'm saying?
Of course you don't. I know you're exaggerating.
I've thought about it. But
you want to,
yes,
but you won't.
It's the action behind it. I'm not taking action. So, yes. But, yes, I'm realizing more and more now that my American culture is kicking in, and it's just like telling me to get the hell out the house. Because, it's getting rough. Yeah. Saving the money is not worth it anymore.
That bird in his head when you do leave is going to be like, oh my God, I won. It left.
It protected its territory.
I don't want to leave, though.
The Bird Show.